Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. The House Budget Committee meets today to ready a $3.5 trillion bill for the full chamber by early next week. Democrats disagree over the size and scope of the spending package. Before leaving for Camp David for the weekend, President Biden told reporters negotiations over the domestic social safety net and climate package were at a, quote, stalemate. The bill invests heavily in education, including a plan to make community college free. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny has more.
The free college plan included in the Democrats' reconciliation bill would see the federal government giving billions of dollars to states each year in exchange for states eliminating tuition and fees at their community colleges. The five-year plan would cost about $45.5 billion. That's less than half of what President Biden's initial 10-year plan called for. Supporters in Congress say the plan is a workforce training initiative. Community colleges are often where people learn in-demand jobs, like how to be a nurse, a health aide, or an IT specialist. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
A mostly Haitian migrant camp in the Texas border town of Del Rio now stands empty. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports the U.S. is continuing to deport the migrants on flights to Haiti this weekend.
Department of Homeland Security officials say they have deported about 2,000 Haitians in 17 flights to the Caribbean nation. Thousands more have been either released or sent to other immigration processing centers around the U.S. Joe Frank Martinez is the sheriff of Valverde County, where Del Rio is located. He says the county had never seen such a large influx of people before and that residents have been, quote, on edge since the migrants arrived.
I think the people are coming off that edge. They know that they're not here any longer in our community. So I think that they can start to relax, let down their fears a little bit.
Across the river from Del Rio and Ciudad Acuña, Mexico, dozens of Haitians remain camped in a border park. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Del Rio, Texas.
Two Canadians detained by China for nearly 3 years are now on their way back home. Dan Karpinchuk reports from Toronto. They were released in a State Department brokered swap for a Chinese telecom executive.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced late Friday that Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor, who faced espionage charges in China, were on their way home. The two Canadians were arrested shortly after Huawei exec Meng Wanzhou was detained in Canada on a U.S. extradition warrant. After Meng reached a deal Friday with U.S. authorities, a Canadian judge discharged the extradition request. Both Canadians were tried in China, one receiving an 11-year sentence.
The Fed chair and the Treasury secretary are set to testify before Congress next week, both warning lawmakers if they don't raise the country's borrowing limit, the U.S. could default with dire consequences. It's NPR News. On the heels of a volatile week on Wall Street, NPR's Scott Horsley reports all three major indices finished the week in positive territory.
Stocks fell sharply early in the week on fears that a debt-ridden Chinese property developer, Evergrande, might collapse and drag a lot of big lenders down with it. Those concerns have not gone away, but by midweek, financial markets had stabilized and stocks came roaring back. The Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged, but half the Fed's policymakers now think the economy will be strong enough to start raising rates next year. The central bank now expects inflation will be higher this year than it was forecasting 3 months ago, but still thinks price pressures will cool off in 2022. For the week, both the Dow and the S&P 500 index were up more than 0.5%. The Nasdaq was up just barely. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
An erupting volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma has destroyed hundreds of homes and sent thousands of people fleeing. Lava has been flowing down the mountain into villages and ash has been shooting skyward ever since a crack opened up last weekend. And experts say the volcano could remain active for months. At the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., several lions and tigers are recovering from the coronavirus. Caretakers are feeding them a special diet, including chicken broth, after the zoo suspects an asymptomatic person infected the big cats earlier this month. The animals' symptoms include cough, fatigue, and dehydration. Other zoos in Atlanta, San Diego, and Virginia have also reported infected animals. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.